from New York. Mutual presents Scout About Town with Barry Gray, Sylvan Levin and his orchestra, and Barry's special guest, Mitzi Green.
Hey, good evening. This is Barry Gray, your Scout About Town from New York. Each week in this brief niche of radio time, I'll bring you a top performer from a club, theater, or show working on the top main street of a mall, Broadway. Tonight's guest is the star of Monty Proser's Copacabana on the swank east side of this exciting plot of ground called Manhattan. Her name is Mitzi Green, and here she is.
If you're weak in the knees and run down, you may need some vitamin A. If your ankle swells and you get dizzy spells, you'd better see your doctor right away. But if your heart goes bumpity bump, it's love, love, love. If your throat comes up with a lump, it's love, love, love. If your knees go knockety knock, it's love, love, love. And if you cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock, it's love, love, love. If she's an Eskimo, a senorita from Spain, or a girl from Russia, the feeling's the same. And if the lady fair's a jolly English miss, no doubt she'd explain her feelings like this. If your ticker commences to clickety-clack at an unreasonable rate, and you're on the verge of an urge for a merge, pip-pip, cheerio, that's love. And if you have an uncontrollable desire to run up grandfather's clock, open up the swinging doors, stick your head out of the upper extremity and yell, cuckoo, cuckoo, every hour on the hour, by Jove, that has the makings of a beautiful friendship. Thank you. From the Russian Volga, says little Olga, if he beats you and he heats you, then he chokes you and he pokes you. He beats you and he whips you and knocks you and socks you and kicks you. Yes, Tanya. He's mad on you. But it's love, love, love. And the very same applies to the girl from Brooklyn, another one of our allies, when she says, imagine me out dancing at a Saturday dance, when a handsome guy in fancy pants throws me a glance. No one throws back the glance, and then he asks for a dance. I take a chance with a dance, and I get hit with romance. He says, I love you even more than Ginger Rogers. Can that be love? Huh? In his heart, I come next to the Brooklyn Dodgers. Does that mean love? He says, babe, you drive me insane. Can that be love? When the guy doesn't even know my name. Now is that love? When he tells me I'm making him a nervous wreck, and he's absolutely mad about my intellect. But when he drives me home, he doesn't want to go direct. Leave us face it, girls, that's a wolf. Not love, love, love.
Good evening, Barry, and hello, everyone.
Hey, hiya, Mitch. You're looking real dapper.
Just a couple of hem-stitched copies of Hobo News.
Looks fine, but your bundle's showing.
Well, quit looking at the headlines.
Just wanted to see how the Yanks are doing.
It isn't the Yanks that bother me. It's the jerks.
Miss Green, you're around. Shall we go around once again?
No, thank you, Barry. I checked your batting average earlier this evening. I really came here to perform.
Later, Green, but first, another question box. You know we're paying for this show.
I've heard of your payment. It's got shells on it.
You mean peanuts?
I mean peanuts.
Hey, seriously, Mitz, how did your career begin?
Well, Barry, my mother and father were a famous palace act known as Keno and Green. Well, they brought me on stage one night when I was 3 years old, and I've been there ever since.
You must be tired. Tell me, weren't you starred on Broadway last season in Billion Dollar Baby?
Yes, I was.
So whatever happened to you?
Well, the backers made a billion, and I had a baby.
And that made two?
No, three.
Three children? As they say in the ad, something new has been added.
No, you just forgot my husband, who is a big baby, too.
Yeah, but Joe Pevney is also a big producer in Hollywood.
And you should hear him cry when he sees a bad picture.
Well, Mitzi, if you sing right now, he won't cry tonight.
Up here in the land of the hot dog stand, the atom bomb and the good humor man, we think our South American neighbors are grand. We love them to beat the band. South America, babaloo, babaloo, aye, babaloo, one favor you can do, aye, you can do, you beautiful lands below, don't know what you began. To put it plainly, I'm tired of shaking to that Pan-American plan. Take back your samba, aye, your rumba, aye, your conga, aye, aye, aye. I can't keep moving, aye, my chassis, aye, any longer, aye, aye, aye. Now maybe Latins, aye, in their middles, aye, are built stronger, aye, aye, aye. But all this taking to the quaking and this making with the shaking leaves me aching. Holy, first you shake around and settle there. Then you shake around and settle here. Then you shake around and settle there. That's enough, take it back, my spine's out of whack. There's a strange click-clack in the back of my sacroiliacs. Take back your conga, aye, your samba, aye, your rumba, aye, aye, aye. Why can't you send us high, a less strenuous a stumper, aye, aye, aye. I've got more bumps now, aye, banana, aye, cucumber, aye, aye, aye. While all those Latin drums are clapping like a jumping jack, I'm hopping without stopping. Olé! Though I like neighborly relations, all these crazy new gyrations try my patience. Olé! I know there's danger really lurking if my shoulders keep on working at this jerking. Olé! South America! Take it away.
Mitzi, you know, of course, the real purpose for your being here tonight.
Well, I don't know, big boy. What was on your mind?
Later, Green, later. Mitzi, seriously, the Board of Mutual Network executives each week gather to glance over the current list of top stars appearing on Broadway. And our purpose is to recognize with a lasting award true talent. And you're here tonight to be heard and judgment passed upon you.
Gee, kid, you mean this is an audition?
Well, after all, Mitch, you're no Hildegard. You think you just walk in here and we pin a rose on you?
Well, I could be if I put my hair up.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, isn't this sweet? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to talk too much this evening, but I should like to get right on with my little opening song. But before I start my little opening song, I would like to say hello to everyone. Hello, everyone! I would like to say hello to the engineer who twists those funny little dials. Hello. I would like to say hello to the producer who sits behind the glass and makes those funny little faces. He's so sweet. And I would like to say hello to the arranger who puts together those funny little notes. I would like to say hello to Sylvan Levin, who conducts the orchestra of funny little men. Hello, boys! I would like to say hello to Barry Gray, who makes those funny little jokes. Hello, Barry. Bless you. And I would like to say hello to all the vice presidents. Yes, I would. Hello, boys. But now, ladies and gentlemen, we shall get on with our little song, which was written especially for me by Hoagie Klockenspiel and Bingo Krovny. It's a beautiful song, and we hope you're going to...
Oh, hello, hello, Mr. Bagwell. How are you? Welcome to the Scout About Town program, Mr. Bagwell. And how is Mrs. Bag? Well? That's fine. But now, ladies and gentlemen, no more chit-chat. Oh, my goodness, the most important thing I nearly forgot. Hildegard must tell a joke. Beautiful fanfare, yes. Now for the joke, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you haven't heard this little story. The one about the carpet sweeper and the whisk broom. They swept together. Ah, isn't that sweet? I made a joke. I'm so clever tonight. But now we shall get on with our little opening song, which we have entitled simply Bonjour. Bonjour, bonjour, bonjour. It's a tiny word that's very apropos. From the strongest to the weakest, from the poorest to the chicest, bonjour simply means hello. Bonjour, bonjour, bonjour. Je vous aime, oui, combien et je t'adore. It's no wonder I'm not jolly. No Campbell's soup, no Walter Raleigh. Bonjour, Mr. Bagwell. Buenos dias, Barry Gray. Box mugs to Mr. O'Brien. Hildegard says hello.
The presentation of the Barry Gray Award of the Week.
Silver, next week, see that there are two more trumpets. I was promised a full orchestra.
I'm sorry, Barry, but they didn't have time for dinner.
With a gag like that, I can see why you're conducting an orchestra.
And I can see that everybody's trying to get into
and
the
I
act.
And I can see that you're no Durante.
And I can see that you're no Gary Moore.
Ah, give her the award.
There it is.
Thanks very much.
Hey, wait a second, wait.
What?
Well, Mitzi, I was supposed to present this award formally with good English in my collar button, in my tie on straight, and my cloth top button shoes.
Well, shall we take it from the fanfare?
All right. Sylvan, a one, two.
Now, the Barry Gray Award of the Week.
Ladies and gentlemen, we of the Mutual Network wish to take this opportunity to present to Mitzi Green, Girl Talent, on July 1st, 1947, in the city of our taxes, New York, the Barry Gray Award of the Week for outstanding performance in the field of show business.
Thank you very much, Barry.
Well, I guess we've run fresh out of sustaining seconds. This is Barry Gray in New York inviting you to be with us next week when I'll be presenting my award of the week to one of the top stars of Broadway as I scout about town.
There's another Barry Gray show heard over most of these same Mutual stations on Saturdays. We'll be back with another Award of the Week next week at this same time. Scout About Town was directed by Arthur Van Horn. The orchestra conducted by Sylvan Levin. And this is Carl Caruso speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.